Hello and welcome everybody to Internet Anonymous. I am your host, Megan Emily, and as per usual, I'm a chaotic neutral. I have actually, for once, written out and planned what I'm going to say. In today's podcast, I'm going to try my best to be funny. Today, I have labeled it the Comedy Cast, and if you like funny, then you may not like this, because I may not be that funny. But let's be real here. I'm going to try my best, okay? So, quick update before we jump into it. I just finished moving back into my parents' house. I'm in my new little office, and I'm super excited about it, because it's actually coming together quite nicely. I haven't even bothered to touch my bedroom yet, but it's, you know, I care more about my office right now. Let's be real here. My office is the place where I will be spending 99.999% of my time, especially when it has to do with the podcast or any YouTube video related things. I would like to give y'all a heads up, considering I am back at my parents' house, you might hear other things in the background, such as right now, my brother decided he was going to take a shower. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it is rather loud on my end, so if you can hear it, let me know, because I didn't think that through. I didn't think he was going to take a shower this late in the afternoon either. It's 3:39. Also, any kind of random noises that you hear, any dogs that you might hear, it's, yeah, I don't have full quiet like I used to have, so that's going to be something that, it's hard to keep the dogs quiet. It's easier to be like, hey, everybody, hush for like a 45 minutes, okay? But it's hard to tell the dogs to not be loud, because the dogs are just naturally loud. They bark at everything. I love them to death, but God forbid someone rings the doorbell or walks a half a mile away and they see it. Anyway, moving on to the addictions. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this is called Internet Anonymous, so I have two addictions planned for you today. The first one, for whatever reason, I've been obsessed with Dear Evan Hansen this week. Don't know why, but they've got a song in there called Does Anybody Have a Map? And it's the very first one on the soundtrack. And let me tell you something, I couldn't relate more to that song. And it's just like, I don't know why. I don't know why. But that is, you know, for whatever reason, Dear Evan Hansen this week has been my go-to. And it's so weird because last week my go-to was Pop Goes Punk, and it was like all this like heavy metal pop songs, and now this week we're on Broadway, so who knows what's next. And the second addiction I have for you is a guitar artist. He builds guitars out of random materials. Like, he built one out of epoxy. His most recent one, he built one out of Himalayan salt. His name on Instagram and on YouTube is called Burls Art, Burlsart. And guys, I could watch his videos for hours. Not only is he such a good, like, craftsman when it comes to these guitars, but his voice is just so calming to listen to, because he builds these guitars and then he voices over what he's doing. And it's just so interesting to watch. And I've been watching his stuff for a while now. Probably since like last year sometime. But you know, he just does such a great job, and it's so interesting to watch. Like, he built a guitar out of foam, like just this thick piece of foam. It was like purple foam or something, and I was like, whoa, dude. And it sounded so cool. And then, like, he's built them, you probably have seen this one, he's built them out of colored pencils. I know that one pops up on Facebook a lot. I haven't been on Facebook in like 2 months, but I know that one popped up on Facebook quite a bit. and it's just so cool. And they always sound like this, like the Himalayan one, I thought sounded pretty soulful, like, but he did say it was, like, super fragile. So, like, you know, you probably wouldn't, you know, play it all the time or play it at all. But it sounded so cool. And, like, every guitar just sounds so unique. It's just, it's amazing what he does with his art. And if you are ever in the market to just watch somebody create, I'd recommend, 10 out of 10, recommend checking this guy out, because it is something that I couldn't possibly ever recreate, and kudos to him. With that being said, we're going to jump right into some of the actual comedy cast, because Lord knows, your girl is nervous about this, because I've never done a lot of comedy. First of all, I have no acting and or comedy background. The most acting experience I have is that I took acting classes, like, 3 times when I was 15 years old, when I was a freshman in high school. That's about it. I never got any further than that. We started to move around 715 million times, and, never really got back into it because I was too busy working. And I wish I had, because that sounded, you know, that still sounds like something that I would love to this day. And it's been almost 10 years later. Oh God, I'm getting old. Anyway, so without further ado, I'm going to use as many voices as I possibly can, okay? Because I feel like my voices help make the joke. And today we're going to do a little bit of a New York accent, all right? Yeah, I'm going to tell you these things, and you might hate it. I don't know. But you also might love it. Who freaking knows, all right? So, oh, I could use some water right now. Good thing I have water on hand right here next to me as I do this. Oh my God, can you tell I'm nervous because I'm beating around the bush? Oh Lord, here we go. oh boy. So I'm so single that I play multiplayer games alone. And what I mean by that is that I set up the controller. I set up the controllers, and I play them all together. I'm like, oh, I'm winning. Let me switch over to this controller so they can pretend to beat me. I guess that's a lonely joke as well, because I have no friends. But it's cool. It's fine. oh, God. I am now taking applications for a seasonal boyfriend. From October to February, you'll work for clout. All you gotta do is a couple Instagram posts with me. Pretend I'm, like, the love of your life when it comes to my family. And then we break up after Valentine's Day. And then I'll see you again in October. You know, I want to do some cute pumpkin carving. I want to, you know, have cool family Thanksgiving. I want to make a gingerbread house or something. We're going to go apple picking or something. I don't know. And then, like, we go to cute places. We go, like, ice skating or something in January. And then February, obviously, we do the Valentine's Day shit. Like, cute couples, Pinterest, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And then see you later, alligator, in a wild crocodile. And if you actually get, like, a legitimate girlfriend within that time period, well, I won't be offended. I'll just pick somebody else. But applications are now available on www.bemyboyfriend.com. I think the worst part about this is me laughing at my own jokes. And there was, I hope y'all heard that, because that was a brother sound. He just screamed, ow, if you didn't hear it. I don't know why he screamed, ow, but he's almost 20. He'll figure it out. um, So I have this thing I like to do. It's called "What would this object sound like?" All right, and so I basically there's whatever objects are around me, I take and I'm like, "What would this sound like?" And I like to do it just for fun. A lot of times, like if I want to break the silence in a room, I'll pick something up and be like, "Ah, that's gonna sound like this little shit." I don't know, but I don't know. But today's object, we have two things. One, we have one of those wood wick candles. The lid that goes on it is like a real nice wooden lid, and it smells, smells like vanilla, vanilla and fresh wood. Actually, I think it's called something else. Well, it doesn't tell you on this label, but whatever. Anyway, I picked it up just now. And it's got this nice little pretty leaf imprinted on the top, right? Someone took a wood burning tool and was like, "Here you go. We're gonna put a leaf on there because that makes fucking sense." Well, actually, it does because it's a wood burning. Anyway, so I'm gonna tell you what I think it sounds like,
bro. I think it sounds like this. I think it's a nice girly candle, and I think it sounds like this. I think it's a nice, beautiful thing. This would be so much better if you could see the object. But for now, this is what it sounds like. I think it would be like, "Hey man, I think your apartment would be better with some nice candles in it." And then his friends would be like, "Dude, what? Candles? That's so girly." "Well, no, dude. No, it's not. It's not. I swear. I swear. Trust me on this. Get a candle. Or two. Or 10. I have a lot of candles."
"Oh, I bet you do, dude. Do."
Oh my God. What am I doing with my life? Okay.
This is improv for me, guys. This is about as good as it gets for right now. There's the stutter. There's that object. I have another object over here. It is my lucky bamboo plant. It survived the move, so I'm really proud of that. It's the only plant I've had this summer that has survived. If you don't know, I have killed about 15 succulents this summer. Not for any fault of my own, just apparently I don't know how to take care of cactuses. That's it. And apparently, cactuses are like real low maintenance. So, like, I could have actually done nothing to them. But, like, I was doing nothing and they still died. Anyway, irrelevant. So I have here my lucky bamboo plant. We call him Bartholomew, and occasionally we call him James. Either way, he is the most beautiful plant that I've ever owned in my life, and I cannot believe he has survived this long. He's in a pink oval shaped jar, and there's no soil, it's just rocks. I don't know, we're gonna ASMR this. This is just rocks. It's just rocks. It's just rocks, guys. Can you hear the rocks? Ew, it smells weird. I've never smelled the plant before, but you're so beautiful. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say you smell weird. He may be plastic, but he also may be real. So, I'm thinking he's real. I just am. Like, we haven't decided yet, or we haven't figured it out yet, but like, I keep watering him, and the water keeps disappearing. So either it's evaporating or it's real. Anyway, I kind of think he would sound like this. If he could talk, he would tell me all of the secrets, and we'd be best freaking friends. And let me tell you something, honey, he would probably give me the world's best fashion advice. Oh, no, I'm pretty sure he's real. I think I see new leaves. Anyway, this would be his voice if he could talk, and I think, you know, he would be the best friend that I really need. Because let's be real here, I need a fucking friend. I'm alone a lot. Which is also the reason why I want to move to a big city. Anyway, regardless, James slash Bartholomew, we're gonna put you over there for now. Anyway, so that was that object. I don't know. What else do I got? I got here a mouse pad. It is from my old school, which was Avitech Community College, which I gracefully quit. Not for any reason in particular, just because I said, you know what, that's not the path I want to be on. And so I changed my life, and it may not have been for the better, who fucking knows. But we're here now, and this is what we're doing. Anyway, if there was a voice for this, it might sound like this. Oh my god, what is this voice? I have no idea. This voice is very nasally, and it's up in my head. I know, because it's super, super annoying. And it would talk about how that I don't use this mouse pad, like, ever. And I've had it for, like, a year, and it's still, like, brand new. Because I have a laptop, and laptops, you know, you don't really use a mouse pad a lot with laptops. And,
that's a hard voice to keep up. Oh, I don't really try that
voice. I don't really try this voice a lot. Oh, is this the same voice I just did? I don't know. Oh my god, when is my life?
Oh gosh, okay. I don't like that voice at all. That is not the move, sis. That is not the move. I'm moving around, speaking of moves. It's weird because, like, normally I sit in my computer chair, and right now everything is still, like, packed up and stuff, and so I'm sitting on the floor, and I'm not exactly comfortable, but it's fine. Oh, I just burped. Excuse me. We're getting there. Let me tell you something. You ever been on X Games mode? My whole childhood, I was on X Games mode. Listen, I probably should have wore a helmet as a child because the amount of holes I put in walls was ungodly. Let me tell you something. Whatever place we rented, we did not get security deposit backs solely because of yours truly. I still have a tendency to do that, even as a 24-year-old, almost 25-year-old adult. And, it's a thing that happens, I guess. Like, I am just naturally a destructive soul. I tend to break a lot of things that I touch, which probably explains why I couldn't keep any fucking cactuses alive this summer. But also that apartment, I think, was bad juju. I think there was bad energy there, but I never saged it, so I wouldn't know. Anyway. Why do I think it was bad juju, you ask? Oh, that's a great question. We're just gonna get off topic, because I was gonna talk about the helmet thing, but we'll just briefly mention this real quick. So when I moved in, or the first day I was there, everything was fine. Like, I got my keys to the place, and I went and I hung out in my apartment by myself, eating Cheetos on the floor. Like, everything was great. And then when we were moving in, there was thousands, and I mean like a swarm of carpenter bees just everywhere. And if you don't know me, then you don't know this, but I am terrified of bees. Just absolutely terrified. I don't know why I'm terrified of bees, but I have never liked them. I don't think they're cute. Carpenter bees, unless you're, like, fucking with them, they don't hurt you. They don't come near you, whatever, you know? And for, like, the first 2 weeks I lived there, it was just bees everywhere. And I was like, this is some bad juju. You know, one of my biggest fears is causing me to not be able to get into my apartment. You know, this is bad juju, right? And that's when I think it all started. It might all be like a full mental thing too, by the way. But, you know, I went in and I was like, okay, I could do this. And then after the bees went away is when my plants started dying. And I was like, what the heck? And then I lost my job. And I was like, okay. And now I moved back in with my parents, not even 4 months later. And I really just think it was either all mental, or it was a sign from the universe that I should not have been there at all. Yeah. That apartment was pretty bad luck. And I can't say that for sure, obviously, because, you know, luck is a perception thing. Perspective thing. But, you know, I mean, there is some, I don't want to say truth to it, but there is some things that go along hand in hand with it. There's some coincidences and correlations and such. It is what it is. Back to the helmet thing. So, my microphone was real darn close to my face just now. I am so sorry if that sounded like absolute ass. I'm just gonna hold it because I've had so much trouble with this microphone today. Oh, another thing. I haven't been on my medication, my ADD medication, for like solid week now. Almost a week. It'll be a week tomorrow. Today's Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday. And, you know what? Part of me is like, I don't need chemicals to function. The other part of me is like, dude, stay focused. What the hell are you doing? So I don't know. I just haven't been able to get a hold of the doctor. Anyway, the helmet thing. Helmet thing, helmet thing, helmet thing. Say that 10 times fast. Helmet thing, helmet thing, helmet thing, helmet thing, helmet thing, helmet thing. Wow, that's actually really hard to say 10 times fast. Anyway, so when I was a child, I was very destructive, okay? I was just constantly rearranging my room. I was constantly moving around the posters and taping things and thumbtacking things. And, you know, things would fall. They'd put a hole in the wall. This, that, and the other. You know, I wasn't exactly graceful as a child. And I'm still not graceful now. Whatever. It's not necessary. We don't need to be graceful. Anyway, so it was just something that, you know, it became a thing, and now my parents still don't trust me, and so therefore, I'm not allowed to put anything up on the walls unless I use command strips. And I don't know if you know this, but command strips still rip off paint, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, just letting you know. They still rip off paint. How do I know that? Well, don't ask. Anyway, I have this, now that I'm back at my parents' house, I have this urge to put everything up on the walls, right? And I think it's just because I can't, unless it's with command strips. And I have several things that cannot be hung up unless they're, like, nailed or screwed into the wall. And I'm like, but like, homie, I need to hang them. And I cannot. And so, I don't know really what I'm going to do or how I'm going to do it. But it's going to happen because, yeah. Anyway, so, really, like, I took nail polish one time and I decided I was going to paint my closet doors. This is when I was in middle school. So old enough to fucking know better, but yet here I am, not knowing better. Literally, like, fast forward when I was a junior in high school, I took black acrylic paint and painted my closet doors. Black acrylic paint, guys. I don't know why. Why did I do such a thing? I don't know. I mean, now I've gotten smart and I use canvases if I want to paint anything crazy, but I mean, I guess I'm just an adult and that's how that works. If you guys watch my vlogs, you saw in my apartment that I had this beautiful geometric wall that I painted. It took me 3 days in between shifts and it was stunning. One of my favorite pieces I've ever done. And I'll never get it back because it's in an apartment and I didn't think that through. But I'm thinking about doing a small version of it on a canvas and putting it up in my room just as like a cute little keepsake. Be nice. Anyway, I still have all the paints, so, because I didn't use them all. But, you know, I was a destructive child. I still believe I am a destructive adult. And I meant for that story to be funny. I was going to say it in a specific way, and then it got super serious because, hello, delivery is everything. Let me try that again. So I used to, like, smash my head into walls when I was a kid. Like, just full on, like, I should have worn a helmet and should have been covered in bubble wrap. Because your girl was not graceful. I tell ya. Listen, I'm pretty sure that's where my mentalness comes from, where my ADD comes from, because I don't smash my head into so many walls, into so many things. I really just don't even know what happened. There was my attempt at being funny. How do you be funny when you're not naturally funny? Lord only knows. I sat down in a little chair that I have over here, and now I can't see my paper to tell me what's next. I see. So I'm single, right? We talked about this in the beginning of the podcast. And, I talked about how I'm now taking applications for a seasonal boyfriend. Here's why I don't want a full-time boyfriend. They are too much fucking effort. You gotta, like, do a lot for yourself when you're in a relationship. And you know what? I just don't fucking want to. Like, not that I'm lazy or anything. It just sounds like it's just too much right now for me. Like, no, it just doesn't, like, I haven't had a desire to, like, even, like, download, like, Bumble or Tinder in, like, months. And it's so weird because, like, prior to that, I was, like, all over that shit. I was like, yes, I'm gonna find a boyfriend, whatever. And I think, like, either quarantine's getting to me or something else, because, like, I think I'm just, like, starting to be more career-focused and just trying to, you know, get this podcast and get the YouTube stuff off the ground, because I really think there could be a lot there with it. And I think having a distraction such as a boyfriend in this time for me would just ultimately be the downfall. And, you know, I mean, there's been guys where I've been like, oh, you're kind of cute, or like, oh, yeah, you're, like, super nice. But I just haven't, you know, wanted to pursue anything with anybody. And, like, the one guy that I did talk to for, like, 10 seconds, like, he came over to my apartment and we hung out for a minute. And, you know, I thought he would, like, text me afterwards and be like, hey, that was fun. No, I didn't hear from him. I still haven't heard from him. Still waiting. And I was like, I'm not gonna text him first. I was the one texting him first the whole fucking time. And, like, yeah, you know, I'm just done putting all this effort into people who don't want to put effort in back to me. So seasonal boyfriends only, please. And you have to be a great actor, because I suck at acting. And you have to make me feel like we're actually dating. So, remember, October to February only. Any other time is just not good. My mouth is really close to the microphone. I should have brought sanitizer, but nobody else is using this microphone but me. So, hello, guys. Oh, sorry. RIP headphone users. My bad. I don't know how loud that was. And I care, but, like, not as much. Let's try some more, like, improv stuff. What more improv can I do? Here's a lighter. What would this lighter sound like? This lighter would sound like this. I'm going to set everything on fire. Oh, if I ever work. Oh, shit. Oh, it works. Oh, fire. That sounds fun. My headphones are slowly slipping off my head. I'm going to fix that. There we go. Oh, now my ears folded. That's weird. Okay. Oh, y'all see that TikTok that was like, there's a nerve in your face that if you touch it the right way, your ear folds. I tried that. I cannot find that nerve. I don't think I have it. I really, really don't, because, guys, it just doesn't. I, my ear, no. I don't know how y'all be doing that TikTok, but it ain't the move, sis. It's not for me. Wow. This has definitely been an interesting podcast. I, as per usual, am on X Games mode. I've never said that in a podcast before, but let's start it. He on X Games mode. Oh my god.
Oh my god, he on X Games mode. Oh my god, he on X Games mode. Oh god, I'm on drugs. No, just kidding, I'm not on drugs. I used to be, but I haven't been in a long time. But like legal drugs, like ADD drugs, because your girl has ADD, like severely bad. And I'm getting there, but I've noticed that the ADD medication, my headphones, takes away from my creativity. And I like my creativity. I like it to shine. I like it to sparkle. And I feel like I am censored when I take my ADD medication. So therefore, I don't think I'll be taking it for a while. Let me see if what happens if I put my microphone up here. Wow. Okay, so listen. I think I'm gonna go ahead and end the podcast here because your girl is not focused and I have a lot of moving stuff to do. And I was gonna try to make this a 45-minute podcast. Oh, there goes the mic. My bad. I was gonna try to make this a 45-minute podcast, but we're at 31 minutes right now, and guys, I don't know if I can make it to 41 or to 45 minutes. I really don't know if I can ramble for another 14 minutes and make it interesting. I don't even know if it's been interesting up until now. Like, I mean, it might have been. Who knows? But let's see here. Let's recap what we've done. We talked about Dear Evan Hansen. We talked about Burl's Art, which is the guitar man who creates the most wonderful guitars I've ever seen in my life. We've talked about me smashing my head into walls and being a destructive human being as a child, and still as an adult. We've talked about, what else did we talk about? Good lord, I can't even remember what I talked about in the last half hour. Oh shit, I ripped my paper. That's not, I'm using my foot right now to get the paper. If you guys could just see what I'm doing. Oh, as a reminder, today's vlog is up. It went up last night, very late last night, so if you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out. It is my final moving out vlog, and the reveal of my office and my bedroom should be in Wednesday's vlog, but I cannot make any promises. I don't know what Wednesday's vlog is going to be. It might just be me talking to the camera for like a couple minutes because, ow. My phone is running out of storage space rather quickly. Let's see, what else is on this paper? Again, in a chair now, so laptop is, or not laptop, notebook is very far away. What does this say? I'm not wearing my glasses either, so that's fun. Everything just fell. Great. Let's see. Oh yeah, we talked about improv. I didn't talk about me doing stand-up. Listen. Let's talk about that real quick. I might make it to 45 minutes, y'all. So I've always thought it would be cool to do stand-up, right? But I don't know if y'all listened to this podcast today. I don't know if y'all were here while this was on, but stand-up? Mind you, I do one take of these podcasts. I don't, like, started over. I'm not like, oh, this sounds stupid, let me start the whole thing over. No. I don't edit these podcasts. I record and I upload. That is it. So everything that you're hearing is very raw, very real, but very raw. I always thought it would be fun to do stand-up. But I don't know how to write jokes. I don't know how to be funny in front of a whole group of people. I know how to be funny with myself because I am my own best friend. But other than that, I'm not exactly sure how things work or what things do. So I might attempt to write some jokes a little bit more. But if I do, we'll have a whole podcast here in the future where it's a stand-up cast where basically I'm just going to run my material across you. It's going to be an actual like stand-up set, but that's going to be a while down the road because like I said, I don't know how to write jokes. But now that I'm not on my medication, you know, my brain feels like it's more creative and it's more out there. So, you know, I might just be able to do this. You know, I feel like The medication, yeah, it helped me focus, but it was also kind of a roadblock. And part of me doesn't want to get back on it. You know, the other part of me is like, you have to. And the other part of me is like, dude, but you're so much better without it. I feel like I'm done putting toxic chemicals into my body to make me fit the social norms. So, yeah, that's about where I'm at right now. Granted, I do have anxiety medication that I don't think I can get off of, because anxiety and depression is like a huge thing. But the ADD medicine, I just, you know, I feel like that alone is a roadblock for me. So we're going to see what happens in the next coming weeks without being on it. It might be a little bit more difficult in my day-to-day life, but we're gonna try. Oh, I know what we can end today's with. We're gonna end it with some ukulele playing. Let me go grab my ukulele real quick. The microphone's no, and there goes my phone. Yay! Guys, I'm a mess. You guys have heard the same ukulele stuff from me before. If I've played it, I haven't learned anything new. So, ouch. I don't know how to set this up. I should have been ready for this, and I was not. I am never ready for anything. Because I like the element of surprise. I believe it's fun. Ooh, I've already thought about what I want to talk about next podcast. Hello, it's me. No. Can you hear this? I don't know. How loud does this have to be? I don't even know. Mind you, I haven't warmed up at all. Oh, yeah, you know, guys, no one said I was good at this. All right, I might make it to 45 minutes if I keep doing this shit. Oh, boy.
Is this close to my... This is getting a little close to my mouth. We're just gonna move this in a different spot.
Okay, here we go. What if I just put it on the top? Is this gonna change the sound of it? This might change the sound of the ukulele, guys. I have the microphone after where all the frets are, like right where all the tuning things are, that's where I have the microphone right now, so. Okay, so it does kind of change the sound a little bit, but also, like, it's more of an inconvenience because the microphone is in the way, because now I can't get to the first fret, and that made it a little bit more difficult. Anyway, one of these days I'm going to learn an actual song on the ukulele and I'll play it for you, but for right now, I think we're going to end this podcast with a goodbye. Yeah, that's it. I got nothing else planned, and I just thought about what I want to do in my next podcast. So stay tuned for that. It might be interesting. I lost the thought just now, too, so I'm going to have to rethink of it. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check me out on other social medias, such as Twitter or Instagram or YouTube, as always, those links will be in the description of this podcast. And I hope you guys have a beautiful, wonderful week. And stay tuned for next week. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.